call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8 in the AM on this beautiful Friday morning, actually. We've had some pretty rough weather for the early part of the week, and it's looking really nice. All right, so what we would like to do is start off the show by inviting you. If you were at the Sarah Palin book signing out there at the Walmart in Rib Mountain, we would love to hear from you, 715-845-2155. And the other things that anything that you want to talk about today, it's Open Phone Friday. Feel free to call in and take control of the show. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Hey, what can we do for you?
I just got a football question.
Okay, well, that's me. That means Tom's got to step up.
Okay.
Okay, Tom, I was told that the Packers were supposed to play 7 o'clock Sunday evening.
Yes.
They changed it to 3 o'clock.
Right.
They wanted another team for prime time.
Right.
Who's playing?
Denver and Kansas City.
Are they that good?
Kansas City's unbeaten. They haven't lost yet. And Denver, with Peyton Manning, has been pretty high-powered as well. So, yeah.
What the heck's wrong with his little brother?
Yeah, Eli's not playing very well, but Peyton's having a huge year, and Kansas City is unbeaten. So, it was a reason why they changed it.
I think it sucks, though.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you, bye.
I don't like Packer night games, man, because I can't stay up that late.
Well, I can understand.
I would prefer to have every game played at noon on Sunday, but I can deal with 3:15, but these night games kill me, man.
Aww.
Nobody cares, but...
No, not really. What happened? Seriously, I don't want to get too far off into the sports thing, but, I mean, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, the Manning brothers, I mean, rocking and rolling.
Eli Manning has won 2 Super Bowls, but the Giants, he's having a bad year.
I mean, how bad?
It's bad.
I like play football.
We'll see if he can get healthy against the Packers this week.
But is he injured, or is he just...
No, he's just having... The guys playing around him aren't... You know, there's been injuries, and...
Is he forgetting who his receivers are? Oh, I'm going to throw the ball to that guy. He's open. That's the wrong team. Oops, sorry. Is that what's going on?
You know, there's a lot of people that are saying that maybe he's,
scrambled?
Coming down the hill a little bit, you know.
But he's younger than his brother, who was released because of a potential neck injury.
Right.
And is kicking butt and taking names.
Yes.
Which, actually, I'm kind of surprised at. I thought it was going to be the Brett Favre syndrome.
Well, he had a decent year last year with the neck problem.
Yeah.
And he's having a huge... I mean, his numbers are just stupidly good.
All right. All right. So the issue that we were discussing is having Sarah Palin show up. The controversy as a result of that is the press was kind of sequestered. The press was allowed to show up, get their 10 minutes of video and still footage for the reports and so forth. And then what we're being told is we're then put in a room and locked so that they did not have access, and they had to get a chaperone to leave the room, even to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now,
that's the story we're getting.
Yeah, and what I would love to hear from is from anybody that was actually there, you don't even have to have any information about what happened with the reporters. Tom will just make that up, and then I'm sure he'll find a way to blame Sarah Palin and her team for it as well.
Well, if in fact it was her security people that came up with this, I mean, this is when you think about it, this is false imprisonment. You can't do this.
Yeah, that's it's inappropriate. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Gordon.
Gordon. How can we do anything for you this morning, my friend?
Well, great program. But you know, locking the press in a room is terrible, and I'm surprised no one's called in to be forthright and tell us what really happened. It's terrible. You can't lock people in a room. And
yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm surprised that the press, whoever was there, whichever reporters were there, put up with it. I mean, I can't imagine if you would say a national reporter was there and was told to go stay in this room until this.
That wouldn't fly.
No, there would have been hell to pay.
Well, it depends. It depends. What kind of food was in the room?
They had snacks, apparently. They did have snacks, and they had bottles of water.
It'd have to be really good snacks, and it'd have to be like flavored water. Let me. I got a story for you. I'll tell you this: what happened to me. I was. Thanks for calling in, friend. I was getting ready to go to a live event. And the process was me and my buddy would take the station vehicle. We would go to our storage warehouse that the radio station owned. We would load up the station vehicle with all the stuff, you know, the banners and the tent and the this and all the stuff that we give away. All right. So we roll up, and we're running late, so we're in a hurry. So inappropriately, I admit this was wrong, instead of rolling up to the gate and punching in our code and then going in, we rolled in behind the guy who was right in front of us. Okay, we're trying to save time. We're really running late.
Yeah.
So the guy in front of us punches in his code, goes into the security gate. We roll in right behind him, go to our warehouse, load up the stuff that we want, go to the gate, punch in our code to get out. The gate doesn't open. What had happened is the radio station was a day, I kid you not, one day late paying the bill. The bill is due on the 1st. I think we were there on the 2nd. One day late. We punch in the code. It's not working. Punch in the code. It's not working. So we hit the call button to call for help. It's 6 o'clock in the evening. Ain't nobody answering the phone. It's like, well, now we're locked into the storage warehouse facility. Well, I told my buddy, I said, well, just ram the gate. He's like, what? I said, just ram the gate. They can't keep us here. Ram the gate. Let's go. We got to get to our gig. He said, well, I'm not going to wreck
the gate with the station vehicle. Yeah.
You know, he said, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, okay. So I look up on the sign, and sure enough, there's the phone number. So I call. It rings the manager's office, who lives above the facility.
Yeah.
I call him. I said, hey, we're at the gate. We're trying to get out. Well, you can't get out. I said, well, what do you mean we can't? You didn't pay your bill. I said, okay, I understand. But, sir, we're employees of the radio station, the station accounting. I said, we've had an account with you for 100 years. Your check's in the mail, okay? We got to go. Can you let us out? No.
That's false imprisonment. They can't.
I said, and that's what I told him. I said, sir, please. I said, let's be reasonable. I said, it's a $200 bill or something like that. Open the gate. You can't do this. I'm not letting you out because you haven't paid your bill. Have somebody come pay the bill and I'll let you out.
Oh, brother.
And I said, no, I'll tell you, here's the way this is going to work. If I have to make a phone call after this one, it's to the sheriff's department, and they are going to arrest you for false imprisonment.
Yeah.
Now get your bleep. And I just went off. I mean, I had had enough. That brought the guy down.
Oh, he didn't open the gate. He came down.
He came down. And what's hilarious is he assumed that the aggressive one was the one driving. I was in the passenger seat. And he starts barking at my buddy. My buddy goes, no, listen. It was him.
It was him. Yeah, he sold you out.
And I said, fine, let me out of the vehicle. I said, you're going to let us out. And my buddy's putting his hand on my chest going, shut up. Sit down. And he finally goes, sir, he goes, you don't understand. My friend is a diabetic. And he's having sugar issues, and he's unwrapping a piece of candy. He goes, here, put this in your mouth and shut up. They finally did let us out. But I went back to the office, the radio station. I said, hey, this guy kept us against our will. What the heck is all that about? And, of course, because of, you know, customer relations with the people that do business with the radio station, I had to apologize.
No, brother.
I had to apologize for being falsely imprisoned. And I did it appropriately. I'm sorry that you got upset, that I was angry.
yes.
That you falsely imprisoned us.
A Weasley apology.
Not really a Weasley apology. All right, so if you were there, give us a call. If there's other things you would like to talk to us about, that is wonderful. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, there are some animal rights activists out in California who are a little upset. And this is really, it's sad, but it's ironic. The government is pushing for the development of solar energy companies, right? They're pushing for the development of it. They're trying to squash coal. They're doing all this kind of stuff, and they're promoting the solar energy companies. That's one side of the government. The other side of the government, of course, is the Environmental Protection Agency and other agencies that put certain birds and other species on endangered lists, like the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Yeah, massive solar panels and migrating birds. Put your two thoughts together, and we'll explore that when we get back. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the show.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. So the article in Breitbart this morning says that there are some animal rights activists out there in California that are very upset with the government. But here's the thing. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Either you're happy that it's green energy and everything is wonderful and, oh, we're not killing all the rest of the world because we're using green energy. We're making solar energy. Yay! You can be happy about that and go, oh, that's bad. You're literally cooking the birds as they fly overhead. This is sad. Okay, I'm not making fun of the fact that they're killing birds. But what I'm doing is this is the hypocrisy. Yay, green energy. Oh, crap, we're killing endangered birds. This is foolishness. Many of California's solar plants are, according to this article, in the path of four major north-to-south trajectories for migratory birds called the Pacific Flyway. Birds are dying in one of two ways. Either they look down and they see the pretty shiny solar panels and they think they're large bodies of water and nosedive straight into these hard solar panels and then die. Or they fly over as the solar panels are adjusting and reflecting the sun's rays back up instead of focusing it on an energy collector. And they are singed. The feathers are literally singed right off of their little bodies. And again, they plummet to earth and die. That is what's happening. Thanks for calling, Carol. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say, I just truly enjoy your show. You are really a great asset to the radio station.
I'm a big what?
Asset.
Oh, okay. All right. Thought I'd just clarify. Thank you. That's very sweet. I appreciate that.
Actually, well, never mind.
Hey. I'm being nice to you, okay? I didn't chase you off like I did the last couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have no comment to make on as far as the reporters there because
okay.
I didn't see anybody.
Right.
But I was there for the entire duration. I was there just to watch.
Oh, okay.
And if it was possible, maybe just get a glimpse of Sarah, which did happen. But when I got there, there were two people that were guiding you to the left side of the building, so you had to go down to the hardware store area and then go along the wall and then around to the back, and then you ended up over where the layaway department was, which was curtained off.
Okay.
And so I gleaned an awful lot of information from people that came through there all that while I watched. But it was extremely orderly. There were many, many security people there. I was told by a couple of the employees who offered some information that there were 10 police officers there to begin with. But then as time passed, they weren't really needed because there was no problem arising.
Police officers, sheriff's deputies, or security guards hired by Walmart?
No, these are police officers.
Okay, Red Mountain doesn't have a police department, so maybe they were sheriff's deputies or...
I don't know, but they were uniformed people.
Well, that could have been private security guards.
Could have been.
Did they
have more than one bullet?
I don't know that. Mm. But they had many security people there from various stores, other stores that had come in to just... They were just walking around. There was... It just in that area, there was a little bit more action. But if you didn't know that there was something going on in the store, you would have never known that because it was extremely organized. And later on, and people had been there, I guess, since 5 in the morning. They were sitting along the wall, working their telephones or reading or whatever. So there was a lot of people there. And she was... And later on, I was told that the people had then now gone out through the garden center and out into the parking lot.
Wow.
There were that many people there. And then there was a table set up in front of this layaway area that was curtained off with blue curtains. And there were these clear plastic bins, storage bins, that were on this table, many of them. And before you could go in there to have a... signing with her, and you did shake her hand. There was, she had her own photographer, and pictures were taken, and I guess you were able to download them maybe like today or, you know, sometime shortly.
Sure.
And then you could get them, and I don't know if there was, you had to purchase them or what, but I...
Did you have to turn in your phone or camera or anything like that that you may have had with you? Was there any collection of that kind of stuff?
I didn't, but anybody that went in there to take their book or buy a book did. Everything had to go into containers.
You couldn't use your own camera to take pictures. You had to get the official portraits.
No, yeah. that was announced by the fellow that was guarding this table with all these bins, and everything had to go in there.
I
did see two people who refused to do that. They picked up their stuff and went because they were concerned that maybe somebody might come out and take their personal things.
Sure. All right. Well, then it seems like it was a very orderly and respectful gathering, and that's very typical of those of us that are conservative-minded that get together in a nice environment. We take care of the surroundings, and we behave ourselves.
And Christmas music was being played. I was told it was by the Master Singers.
Perfect. How appropriate.
And that she was there for that reason. One of the people that work at the store said 800 books were sent by the publisher. They couldn't get any more. And if you didn't have a receipt that you had purchased a book earlier up in the hardware department, then you did not get in there. You had to have this receipt or your own book.
Gotcha.
And then you could go in. So,
all right.
But at the very end, when she got to say her goodbyes and thank Walmart and everybody else that was in there, for some reason the curtain parted and I got a glimpse of her. So
very nice. Now, did at any time did she say that she could see her house from Wood Mountain? I just want to clarify that. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate you calling in. That was great. All right. Is Tom still on line 4? Hold on. No, Tom could not hold on. That's all right. All right. We're going to take another break here in just a second. And thank you very much for calling in. If you've got other experiences and observations, 715-845-2155 regarding Sarah Palin in town yesterday. I got a question for you. This is a really interesting circumstance. Let me ask you a question. The liberal media, you yourself, have said that Sarah Palin is irrelevant, that she's has no relevance, that she's not an important figure anymore. Huh. Really? People have been there since 5 o'clock this morning to see her.
Well,
crowds.
If Justin Bieber showed up, they would be lining up out the door, too.
So you're saying that Sarah Palin has relevance.
I have said that she has no relevance when it comes to the political discussions of the day, or shouldn't anyway.
Okay. I see what you're saying. WSAU.
Is she a rock star? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she going to sell books? Yeah.
But no relevancy. There's no political relevancy at all.
We shouldn't bring her on talk shows and ask her for her views on things because I'm not sure we really need them.
You don't think she's got any insight into that she could lend being actually involved in politics, but we should listen to the ilk of
We've heard it all before. We've heard it all before.
Okay. But celebrities we should listen to.
I didn't say that.
Alec Baldwin, for example, and his failure of a TV show. We should listen to him.
I didn't say that.
Because he's got relevance.
I didn't say that.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. More environmental interest when we come back. Like Nancy Pelosi said, you have to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it. Well, when you discover the world's oldest living organism, you have to do what in order to find out how old it is? I'll answer that question when we get back. But you're pretty smart. You already know the answer to it.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.